I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with visual artist Carmen Mariscal, whose new exhibit opened recently at the New Orleans Mexican Cultural Institute. Carmen's work has been shown in several countries and tends to explore memory, family history, fragility, and confinement. How's it going today, Carmen?
Very well, thank you.
To kind of dive in, you are going to be opening a new exhibit called, when translated from Spanish, Be Pretty and Shut Up. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how this came to be and a little bit about the work being presented there.
I was invited to present this exhibition in 2017. The exhibition is composed of two bodies of work. One body of work is called Coif, which means headdresses. So they're self-portraits with different headdresses made out of barbed wire. That's one series. And the next series is the one that is done specially for this exhibition. That's the series called Calladita Te Ves Más Bonita. I mean, you have that expression in the U.S. that is like, sit still and be pretty.
Yeah.
But the literal translation is shut up and be pretty. So for this body of work, I asked women if they wanted to participate. They had to choose their favorite lipstick color, and then they did a mark on a piece of paper, and they wrote their name on the backs, their first name, and the name of the lipstick, and their portrait. So each little portrait is called like the woman and the lipstick, and then I stitched the lips, so I closed the mouths. I interviewed the women, I recorded their voices, and I asked them, what do you think that society did not let you or women in your country or in your community talk about when you were little or now?
Oh, wow. I think that's fascinating. Kind of reading up on you and going through your artist statement that you have on your website, one line really struck me, and I'll repeat it for our listeners here. We all walk around bearing the weight and power of memories. My intention is to show the power these memories have over us, to make the invisible memories visible. And just from that description right there, I kind of see you taking these persons and these ways of looking at people and really making it visceral and putting it in ways that people can really understand. What was kind of the process for you in working with this exhibit and kind of figuring out these concepts?
I've been working for many, many years with traces. So what you were just saying about the memory and the weight of memory, traces are like imprints of memory. So in a way, the women's lips are traces like a fingerprint is, like a print on like an etching or a print or something like that. And they carry the memory of each woman. And for me, what was very important was to give these women a voice. For me, the works of art are a space where people can question their own lives and their own society. So more than giving them something to think that is processed, I want them just to be there, listen to the other women's voices, listen to their testimony, because there's a sound installation that accompanies the exhibition, and just question about what society has not let them or the women around them or men, because I mean I focused in this time around women, but there are also a lot of things that society doesn't let men talk about, and it's just creating a space for dialogue and for questioning.
And now I would like to welcome Lorena Salazar, director of the Mexican Cultural Institute, to tell us a little bit about that organization, place, and the exhibit that's going to be happening.
Thank you, David. Our objective is to showcase Mexican artists and Mexican talent, but also we would like to engage in a conversation about modern topics. And I think that our current exhibition by Carmen Mariscal is a wonderful exhibition on feminism.
That was Lorena Salazar and artist Carmen Mariscal talking about the exhibit Be Pretty and Shut Up, which is showing now at the Mexican Cultural Institute. For NOLA-V and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.